Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The United States House of Representatives has begun the historic debate over the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump. We are joined now by David Wiltsey. He's Associate Professor of Political Science, and Lisa Hager. She's Assistant Professor of Political Science, both from South Dakota State University, for a little perspective today. And they're joining us from the Janine Basinger Studio on the SDSU campus. Professor Wiltsey, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Hager, thanks as well.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with the significance to this day in history. And even as I ask that question, I'm wondering if that question about the historical significance has become political or politicized as well.
I think it definitely has become politicized. I think one of the things that we've been seeing getting talked about is the fact of questioning whether or not impeachment is becoming even more political of a process than it already is. I mean, obviously, it always has been political. It's not a judicial proceeding, unlike what we've heard the Republicans and even the president wanting it to be. But the question becomes, is this a way to react to an election that you lost, regardless of which party you are? So maybe in the future we see this tactic being used more frequently.
Right. So if you ask someone from the Democratic, a congressman who's from the Democratic side of the aisle about the importance historically, they will give you a very somber answer. How are the members of each party kind of spinning the historic nature of this?
Right. So even after you saw the House Judiciary Committee passing the articles of impeachment, you saw Chairman Jerry Nadler coming out talking for a very brief moment about how they're really disappointed that they had to go through this particular process in the first place and that this is historic. So really kind of this regret that we're having to do this over the president's behavior relating to Ukraine and essentially inviting them to be involved in elections here in the United States, where the Republicans are really spinning this more as, like I was mentioning before, this is more of a political opportunity to respond to the fact that the Democrats did lose the 2016 election.
All right. So what are we expecting throughout the day regarding remarks? Is it just an opportunity for everyone to have their say one more time?
I think that will be the large portion of it. So right now we are seeing them determine what the rules of the debate will look like, what kinds of way that will actually be structured on the floor. But I would expect to see the same sorts of remarks coming out of both parties going forward, with the Democrats, though, taking this opportunity to really kind of lay out their case against the president in light of these articles of impeachment.
So, Professor Wiltsey, is every representative using this as an opportunity for their soundbite of the day, or do you suspect there's a coordinated effort to build a case for the American people, to build a narrative?
Well, it's going to depend on those rules. I doubt every member is going to be able to talk on this because the rules are very structured as to how long each of them can speak. But I think we will see each party really sticking to its talking points. There's not a lot of daylight between any given representative or her or his party at this point. So I would expect mostly the same of what we've been seeing in the committees so far.
Mm. All right. So are the Republicans saying that what the president did was wrong at all? Is there wiggle room in how they're unified, definitely? Are there hints that they believe that this was inappropriate conduct, the telephone call with the Ukrainian president?
That's certainly been the talking point so far. They're willing to admit that this was inappropriate, not quite right, certainly not standard operating procedure when it comes to conducting diplomacy, but nothing that rises to that level of an impeachable offense.
So Politico ran an interesting article the other day with the journalist who said there is another option here, and one of those procedural options would be for the House of Representatives to say, we will send articles of impeachment to the Senate if the Senate declines to censure the president. And therefore, senators would have a chance to do something other than impeachment, and that could look like a compromise. And at the same time, nobody really expects that a compromise is going to come out of any of this. are there procedural options? I think the big question is, were there or are there now options for something other than impeachment, or has the water already gone under that bridge?
I think at this point, the House has made it very clear, especially from the Democrats, and since they do hold the majority, they're really the ones who get to make this decision, that impeachment is the route that they want to go. Where this becomes more interesting is how the Republican-controlled Senate is going to approach those articles coming over to their chamber. And so what we saw last week was President Trump wanting more of a trial in which there were witnesses who would come and speak, where the Senate Republicans and leadership, particularly Mitch McConnell, wanting it more to be very low key, no particular witnesses, just kind of get this out of the way. And so that just shows that outside of the majority that the Republicans do hold, they are fairly certain that they have the votes in order to not remove the president from office.
What's the political cost here for centrists, people who are from states where, you know, they are thinking a little bit about how their words are going to play out in their home elections? Does this have an impact on those who are trying to find some middle ground?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a few representatives across the country. Closest here is Colin Peterson, just over the border in Minnesota. I mean, he comes from a very conservative district, but he's a Democrat, and he's held that seat for a very long time. And he knows that he can't vote for these articles of impeachment or get behind this in any way. So this is a very real calculus that these folks are taking, because they know that there could be a cost, particularly in marginal districts or in these quirky circumstances like we have with Peterson, where he is in a conservative district, but a perpetually vulnerable Democrat.
How about the Republicans? Are they seeing some of the same costs, someone like Susan Collins of Maine or others?
She may. She's certainly feeling the pressures, but you really have to remember that the most important thing for any of these people's political futures, particularly in a state as closely divided as Maine, is the primary. She can't get too far beyond the wishes of her primary electorate, or they will find themselves not even in the general election in the fall.
All right. So how are we seeing this turn? What are some of your opinions and takeaways based on what you're hearing here at home and sort of watching on the news as well? Do you have other thoughts that we haven't covered so far?
Not particularly, at least from what I'm hearing from people, just because obviously they know I'm a political scientist, so they kind of ask me what my take is on all of this. You know, I just continue to tell them most likely the House will move to impeach the president today, and then we will see a trial going on in the Senate, but we really don't have any reason to expect the president to be removed from office. And so my main takeaway is that this is just an opportunity for Americans to see a political process in action that they usually don't get an opportunity to see, and then just kind of, you know, use this opportunity to learn more about that process and be more engaged in American politics. But that's about it, at least from my standpoint.
Yeah. I want to play a little clip. Governor Kristi Noem was on Fox and Friends this morning, and they asked her how things are playing out in the heartland, and here's what she said.
You know, people are talking about impeachment, but I'm finding two things. Either it makes them sad, they recognize that we're breaking something in our country, or that we're somewhere we've never been before, and they hate watching it. The second thing is they make a joke about it, which for me is really unfortunate, because this is a serious thing that is going on in our country. It's the first time we've had a partisan impeachment of a president, and it's certainly not something that we should be laughing about.
David Wiltse, any follow-up from the governor's comments?
Well, I would say every impeachment has been partisan at its core. Only a few people break with their party. We've seen a few people do it this time around. So every impeachment is inherently partisan, and there's a lot of other opinions out there about what this impeachment is all about. There are also people who think this is a critical constitutional moment, and that the president needs to be contained for this. So I would push back on a lot of what she had to say there.
I think, too, like some of the comments relating to impeachment being a joke is I think that largely stems from a lot of people being frustrated with the partisan polarization that we're seeing in Congress. So even if it's a little bit more jokingly said, it's still just a general frustration with the direction that people are seeing our government move in.
And here's what Governor Noem had to say on Fox and Friends this morning about what South Dakotans really want to be talking about. Take a listen.
They really want to be talking about things that affect their everyday lives. Here in South Dakota and across the Midwest and in the heartland, they want to talk about these trade agreements. They want to talk about opportunities that they have to feed the world and to save their family farm. Mm-hmm.
And now there has been somewhat of a flurry of activity in Congress for the past few days where they're dealing with budgetary issues to avoid another government shutdown, military spending, and other ideas. Lots of talking about trade. Is Congress trying to show the American people that they are capable of getting things done at this point? How important is that for them?
Well, these are things that just have to be done. Congress is going to be doing them regardless of whether there's an impeachment going on or not. They are capable of doing more than one thing at a time. And this is kind of a red herring to say that it's derailing Congress and they're not able to do anything with impeachment going on.
All right. We will continue to cover live on NPR the impeachment hearings as they proceed. And we appreciate the time of David Wiltse. He's an associate professor of political science, and Lisa Hager, assistant professor of political science, both from South Dakota State University. Thank you so much for walking us through this.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.